New podcast alert. This one's going to teach you how to sell. And more importantly, how not to sell.
But they're not messing around.
Well, I can shit in a box and put a guarantee on it if it makes you feel better, or I can just sell you a quality product.
They upcharge you. Here's a bottle of water for, a kidney.
That's the one thing I do love about what we do. We're going to unveil and find things, and you're going to find them with us.
Join Jason and Andrea, two marketing black belts, as they take a humorous look at all things advertising on their new podcast, Digging Into Shit.
They are about the good time. They are not about the waistline. I am on a roll with
these. Okay, you need to calm down. Thank God this is being recorded.
Recording in progress. Ooh, recording in progress here. I don't know about you, my friend, but with all the marketing fuckboys out there, I need a break.
Mm-hmm. Mm. That is some high-quality H2O right there.
Folks, I am Jason.
I'm Andrea. I'm blown away, I guess, is who I am.
We're digging into some shit, and this shit is refreshing, amazing, and is a juggernaut that literally jumped on the scene
four years
ago, right?
I'm over here reeling on, they did such an incredible job in 4 years to go from absolutely nobody, like an idea of selling water in a can, how much is there? I mean, where are
over
they at right
$700 million
now?
Is their valuation. And you think about this, water in a can. Ladies and gentlemen, we are talking about liquid death.
We're over here murdering our thirst. Cheers.
Cheers. I mean, this is just, it's so good.
Mm-hmm. So, you know I love original ideas. Mm-hmm. You know I love people that think so far outside the box and come up with really rad shit that nobody's ever thought of. Meanwhile, these people are like, we're gonna sell some water.
Yeah.
And we're gonna fucking kill it.
Oh, and let's go into, no pun intended, the most oversaturated market. You go to the water aisle, because there's a water aisle. Because everybody,
hundreds of options of water.
Of water. What makes these guys so unique is, obviously, can, not plastic.
Well, the can, and running with a theme.
Yeah, no, not letting go of this theme.
their marketing and their, holy shit, and like, we just watched some of their YouTube videos, and they've pushed the envelope right to the edge of where it needed to be pushed.
I mean, they are sitting down, like, how long are we going to run with this? What do you think we should do? And in the background, on an elevator, going up to their offices, is Wilson Phillips playing Hold On for One More Day. And they're like, we're just going to keep holding on.
Yeah.
Until they kick us off the mountaintop that we built ourselves on cans of water.
Well, and I love that, you know, for those of you that have been listening, you know that Jason and I met at martial arts. Our kids are at Taekwondo together, and it's a fairly straight-laced group of people. Mm-hmm. Here comes Jason, looking a little bit rocker punk, with his liquid death, and all the moms are thinking that Jason's over there drinking.
Yeah.
They're blown away and whispering, because he has what they're assuming is some sort of alcohol in his can, and he's minding his own damn business, drinking some water, staying hydrated, but starting a buzz.
Yeah.
So is that what you think is their main call? Is it's edgy?
I mean, I think they did it right. You know, and what I mean by that is they engaged the right balance and the right people for their brand. So you look at some of the people that talk about them. Tom Segura and Bert Kreischer.
A little controversial,
a little outrageous, you know, I mean. Bert doesn't brush his teeth with toothpaste. He uses soap. He showers in his pool. You know, I mean, Segura talks about baristas who don't give him enough ice. He follows them home and murders them. All in comedy. But they're aggressive. They're crazy. They're fun. They're outlandish. The Two Bears, One Cave podcast is very popular. And they're on there. And they're talking about how they just get cases and cases of liquid death. So you've got them on one extreme, right? But then you have this adoption ability and this acceptance that allows me to go into any 7-Eleven and grab, I can look at plastic bottled water and know that plastic is seeping toxins into that water, or I can grab a can of water. And now the water aisle becomes instantly different on one row. We talked about Wickles Pickles a while ago, right? Wickles Pickles, here they are. How do you find them? Green, glass, pickle. Okay, that's a whole scene. And generally in the water world, that's the whole scene. What do we say about Wickles? I wish you had a different packaging. Right. I wish you had something that
think outside the box.
That just sets you up a little differently. These motherfuckers came in and they're like, not only is the name going to be different, not only
fuck
is
your plastic bottle.
Yeah, the marketing is going to be
glass
different.
Glass bottle.
Yeah. All this stuff. Voss, suck a dick.
Yeah.
All this stuff is going to be different. And the cherry on top, the accoutrement is, we're also going to put it in a can. Make it look like a 16-ounce beer.
They have not shied away, really, from any of the topics that have come up. Either side of the fence, whatever's happening, they're right in the middle of it. You can purchase a Georgia election hydration kit. Tell me if that is not just working smarter, not harder, and being on top of it and relevant enough to be ahead of the game.
See, I hope they do that for South by Southwest this coming year.
Could you imagine?
Oh, the liquid death hydration kit?
So this is set up. They've got a whole beautiful video. You've got a fanny pack. You've got your waters. You've got a koozie. You've got everything you need. And it's all decked out USA red, white, and blue. This is brilliant. Those were flying off the shelf. I guarantee it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, any festival, right? But especially, I like the fact that instead of coming out and putting up a sticker on their Instagram that says, I voted, they're like, no, we're creating a kit.
They'll hold my water.
Yeah. Buy more of our shit. Stay hydrated. Go vote. And they're not, and this is the other, you know, the, I love the idea that they didn't get into politics, but they got into politics.
They're not choosing a side.
Exactly.
They're just saying, hi, you look thirsty. You're over there voting. You're thirsty.
And how cool is it that you could be a Republican, a Democrat, a Libertarian, an Independent, whatever you want to be, and you could all buy that and all stay hydrated and all vote. That's fucking cool.
They've got people over here tattooing themselves with their logo. They have Martha Stewart in the kitchen making stuff with their water. I can't. Like, they're talking, murder your meditation.
Yeah.
With some liquid death. Like.
I just, they run with it, right? They've got the, we're murdering our thirst. What else are we murdering? We're going to murder Miss Meditation. Also, you think about what they looked at. They looked at Bic, right? They looked at some other brands that were a little more established that brought in Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg. And like, oh, I wonder how we could do that with water and not be cheeky, not be irrelevant, and not be cheesy. And they figured it out. They figured it out. It's awesome.
I mean, we've talked before even we were doing this with this, and how did this come about? You and I love to sit down and talk about companies, what they're doing right, what they're doing wrong. We've been doing this for about a year now. So why not let everyone else enjoy what we're doing right? So many times we're running across companies and we have to dig so hard and so far in to find the nugget of what they're doing right. And it's been such a refreshing thing to be looking around and be like, what could they improve? I don't know. Other than I'm going to take some notes on what to do in the world.
Well, also, I think it's interesting because if you are a sober driver and you're out at a bar with some friends ordering food, it's Sunday fun day, everybody's getting drinks, you can get bottled water, you could get water in a cup, or you could order a liquid death.
Yeah.
If I'm the sober driver, I'm getting liquid death all day long.
I'm part of the party now.
I'm part of the party.
Right.
I'm part of the party. I'm having a good time. People, they're like, what are you drinking? I'm drinking water. That doesn't look like it. It looks like a Modelo. It looks like a beer. It's just water. It's liquid death. It's awesome.
Yeah.
And they have different flavors. So they have, obviously, I've got the flat. You like the sparkling.
I love the sparkling.
And then they've got the sparkling berry.
The mango.
And lime.
Lime.
Severed lime, mango chainsaw, and bury it alive.
Come on. Just sticking with a theme here.
Right?
Love
doing
it.
So good. So good.
Who are Mark and Janice? This is what I'm digging into. Remember the couple that I showed you in the sweaters?
Mm-hmm.
Mark and Janice are featured a lot. Are these, it's not the founders.
Nope.
It's not, I can't find anything about them. I'm going to keep digging. Is it just their favorite customers? Like, are Mark and Janice buying up cases of this stuff every day? What are they doing?
But also imagine the game that now they've got you playing.
Now I am you're just hooked.
But you're just searching Liquid Death, Liquid Death, Liquid Death, Mark and Janice, Liquid Death, Ugly Sweaters, Liquid Death this. And now their SEO ranking and everything else is just going up, right?
And now I know who Mark and Janice, I know those names. I'm not going to forget it. I'm going to be searching for them. They got some Gary Vee talking about Liquid. You know I love Gary Vee.
You know, they just, from zero to 700 million, four short years, from no presence at all in a market that is just overrun with different things. It's mind-blowing. It really is. It's good.
Can I show you my favorite thing here?
Oh, goodness.
Liquid Death is proud to be the official sponsor of Saturday Scrabble Slaughterfest at Betty's House.
At Betty's House.
Betty looks to be about 87 years
old. What have you talked about for every company? Where's the real life?
The real life.
You got nothing but real life with these motherfuckers.
Oh, my God. My brain is on fire right now.
Love it. Like, what's Betty doing? She's playing Scrabble. She's 80. Let's get her on Liquid Death. How badass is your grandma or great grandma if you roll in and you've got one gal drinking a coffee out of some shitty porcelain cup and you've got your grandma honing down some Liquid Death? Get out of here. You know, you got a cool grandma if she's drinking Liquid Death. Not only is she winning at Scrabble, her mind is clear as fuck. She's also just a badass who might be able to take you out still.
I mean, I'm a little afraid of Betty right now.
Should be.
Yeah. Love Betty.
Okay. Betty's also going to play Scrabble and drop the F-bomb. And she's going to be like, look it up. It's a real word.
So they've got beautiful people taking pictures. They've got some real life. They've got Betty, who is also a beautiful soul. They've got animals. They've got wrestlers. They've got celebrities. They've got drinks. They've got recipes. Everything that we've always looked for. They're just boom, 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 boom.
But also, think about what you just said. They sell water, and they have recipes.
They have recipes for water.
Just add water. They're like, no, your recipe needs Liquid Death. Like, think about this for a second. They've taken just add water, and they've turned it on its head. Now you're not just adding water. Now the recipe needs to add Liquid Death.
Right. Not only, I mean, so yeah, I've got some vodka, and I'm not putting I put Tito's in my vodka, right? But because it is.
Topo Chico's out. Oh, yeah.
Topo Chico's out.
Bye-bye Coca-Cola.
I'm going to be right in my Liquid Death.
Yeah.
Right? So I have now found another delightful elderly couple that is the Liquid Death, is the proud to officially sponsor this murder man and his girlfriend in their, whatever they're doing in Las Vegas. Sweetest little couple. Just drinking some and giving them murdered out names. Okay. We've been harping and harping and harping on businesses to adapt to Instagram and to TikTok. Like, you've got to create a community.
Yep.
I mean, I feel like we could play a drinking game with the word community with as many times as we say
it. Kids can.
They're killing it in community. Their TikTok, which, I mean, the last company that we went through, great company, doing all the things, had 62 followers on TikTok. Over 3 million followers. And, again, the most incredible content that they're posting. And it is not all staged and produced and perfect content. This is their viewers sharing things, tagging them, and them resharing. And just silliness and fun. I seriously, when we were first starting and taking a look and digging into this company, I was like, okay, but for real, it's a water company. How could that many people care that much about it? And it is the word that we love using. It's community. Because I could spend days scrolling through and getting to know all of these people that are posting and relating to them. I mean, holy
check
smokes.
This out, just because I just found this and I love this. Post Instagram, and I like that they really engage and bring people into their game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Liquid Death, my son got in trouble for bringing canned water to school today. Ooh. Good morning, I'm writing about, his name is scribbled out, brought to school today. He had a tall can that he was telling everyone was beer. When I looked at it, it was just water. However, it's obviously designed to look like beer, and blank was attempting to trick people into believing that. So he's a kid having fun. How dare he?
The nerve.
I told him to put it away in his backpack. He decided to bring it to PE this morning, so I went ahead and confiscated the water. I let Blank know that he shouldn't be bringing anything like that to school again. If you could please follow up at home, I'd greatly appreciate it. Have a nice weekend. Here's Liquid Death's reply to this post.
Oh, God, I can't wait. I cannot wait.
No water allowed. Sugar, caffeine, and government pizza only. Liquid Death, hashtag, hashtag death to plastic, hashtag murder your thirst, hashtag healthy misfits. I mean,
that sums up a lot of things that are going on in the country right now.
I know. It's just, it's fucking fantastic. You know, and you've got all these people posting and they're like, hey, that government pizza is vegetables in the eyes of the law. I mean, they're having fun with it.
Right.
But once again, they've tapped a nerve. And that nerve isn't just water.
No.
That nerve is, we're doing stuff different.
Expression.
And we're going to express ourselves. And more importantly, I'm going to let you express yourself to me.
Right.
And I'm going to respond.
How many water companies, I mean, now I have not dug into others, but mm-hmm. I'm going to start taking a look. Let's look at Fiji. How fun are they having with their page? We've got video after video of people shotgunning cans of water.
Craziest, right?
Right. They're normalizing hydration.
Which is a weird thing to say, right?
But when you think
normalizing
about it,
hydration, a great band.
And looking at the response that they gave, it really is. So many companies are probably losing their damn minds because with this sitting next to a monster, I'm like, oh, well, now I'm really intrigued. I might not buy that energy drink because guess what? It's a natural energy drink over here. Yeah. And the more people that they get hooked on water, a lot of people are losing money.
And here's the difference, too. So I'm looking at Fiji's right now. One, there's a variety of just the Fiji plastic bottle, untouched by man, perfect 7.7 pH balance. Well, it's in a plastic bottle. So is it? But more importantly, like they have one with an actress holding, Kate Winslet, she's holding an award, and in the background on the table is Fiji. All right, so it's, you know, it's for the fancy kids. Here it is, they sponsored a red carpet awards. They're all about the movies and the actresses. I don't see a regular person. I see a cute dog. For all I know, that's a famous dog.
Is it Benji?
It could be Benji. I'm just not seeing the regular people. I'm seeing a lot of really staged photos, ripped people. There's nothing about this that says, come join our community, come have fun, come stay hydrated with us.
Well, I was going to say, let me tell you about their community. Because I really do believe that community is living over on TikTok. Mm-hmm. That's where things are happening. By the way, this is sponsored by TikTok. Just kidding. Fiji Water, their blue checked official page on TikTok. They have zero posts up, and they have 3,013 people following them.
With zero posts.
Who's following them with zero? Like, they're not even doing anything.
They're employees. They're 1,400 employees.
I mean, to tell you. I mean, what's another water company?
I mean, go Voss.
Ah.
Oh, see here, look. Burt Kreischer, Liquid Death, Body by Burt. Have you seen this chaos? Burt in a Speedo that says Liquid Death across the crotch and his big beer belly and his man tits. I love me some Burt Kreischer, right? But I mean, he's got all sorts of stuff going on. I mean, look at this. Liquid Death presents.
Oh, I love him.
I mean,
that is pushing the envelope right there. Oh, a whole VHS.
VHS, because they're doing it right. Because it's jazzercise.
Oh, my God.
Because look how he's dressed. Look how he's shaking cocktail. He's making drinks. He's shirtless.
Oh, my God.
He's showing off he's bouncing his belly. This is just the best. I'm just saying, Body by Burt. They're just so unpretentious.
I mean, it's just fun.
It's just fun.
And easily recyclable.
Yep.
You know, we talk about, you know, packing in, packing out. If you're going to camp and do something, this is going to be in my ice chest. I do like a resealable water. I mean, there we go. That's my one downside. But also, I drink my water fast enough that I can get through 16 ounces of water without needing to put a lid on it. So I could see for a lot of people that, you know, like to nurse their water, mm-hmm. that could be a challenge.
I like their death to plastic hat that says liquid death, don't fuck the planet. I mean, this nice. Just, I really enjoy that I can cruise through this, through their socials.
And be entertained.
Be entertained and recognize 2 out of every 100 because the rest of the people aren't famous. They're just people doing people things, being awesome. I mean, they got this cute little prom couple. Prom, you're the youngest you'll ever be after that night of trying to make out in the coat closets. It's all pretty much a long, dreary slog towards the eternal blackness that awaits us. Your divorce, your miserable job, your bad back, they're all waiting for you. So this prom night, if you're going to drink and drive, make sure it's liquid death. There's a lot to look forward to. Get the fuck out of here. Don't be scared. Oh. It's a dance. Ben, I love you to death. Liquid death. And it's a little cute little high school couple. Oh, I mean, you talk about it all the time. You're like, how do we celebrate the person who, you know, this is the first company that really understands and embraces. It's no longer customer loyalty. It's loyalty to customers.
100%. And here we've been harping this for so long that if you're doing this, you will grow your brand. In 4 years, look what they've done by celebrating the fucking people. Smart Water. I couldn't even come up with other brands of water. It took me
Well, real quick, just in case you're wondering, Geraldine, who's 94. 94. Secret to a long life is slamming liquid death. She's in a flannel in a rocker slamming a liquid death.
Mm-hmm. Smart Water on TikTok. They're blue check official. 0 posts. 839 followers. You know what this tells me? They give 2 shits about the people that are actually drinking their water. The only reason people are buying their water is because it happened to be the best space on the shelf when they went to the water store.
Yeah. They got a partner with Nixon Watches. I mean, I don't know. I just... Oh my gosh. I just got pulled over by a friend, by a neighbor accusing me of drinking too early.
Perfect.
Death to plastic.
Perfect.
I mean, and then again, they got a drink here and they're telling you how to make smoke and mirrors, liquid death style. Mezcal, raspberry, lime, sparkling liquid death.
We're going to make that.
It's just, they just, you know, doing it and doing it and doing it well.
Okay, I know that you had said that you weren't a huge fan of their merch, and I'm going to challenge you on that because...
None of their merch I would ever wear.
This t-shirt, I adore. It has a huge butcher knife on it.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody gets killed. Because think about it. All the other companies, the alcohol, which, I mean, love it. Not afraid of it. With the energy drinks, with... You know, everything else that's really taxing our body and draining. They're over here selling water that is essential for our lives. And again, throwing it in the face. Nobody's going to get killed doing it.
Yeah. I mean, Grandma Patricia's over here slamming liquid death. She's in her 90s. I love what they've done here. I love what they've found here. But also, I will say this. Just because their merch isn't on brand for me, I would almost buy some just to see if the quality matches the quality that they put here.
Limited edition vegan cannibal tea.
That's hilarious.
They, you know, I love attention to detail. They do not slip at any point or break from who they are. And they're driving the point home.
You want to hear about one of their sales they did on Labor Day?
You know I did.
And I love this. Liquid death cases. Get 2 cases for the price of 2 cases.
Oh my gosh.
See, I love that.
Amazing.
Shit.
Right. You shouldn't have to give everything away to get people to do it.
No, you shouldn't. They got liquid death fridges. I mean, so, all right. Maybe here's a more challenging question than is. We're just fawning over them. Where do they go from here? I mean, at some point, right, the whole point of staying relevant is evolving. So where do you go from here?
And here's part of my answer. Part of my answer is going to go back to a thing that we talk about often about the call to action of things.
Mm-hmm.
They have a really incredible enter with your most outlandish video of you drinking the water.
Mm-hmm.
Love that. But I think that the way that they stay relevant is doing what they're doing, because whatever they're doing is whatever is relevant at the time. So to keep going, keep doing what you're doing. Anything new that comes up, being there and doing it and not losing relevance. Because I do think that it would be a brand that as soon as they kind of pump the brakes or rested on their laurels, it would start to lose the momentum of what it's got going on. Now it's the flames that are building.
Yeah, it's got to be, I mean, it's in some capacity, right, it's got to be highly stressful in the idea that it's at the end of the day, you're selling water.
Yeah.
Right. So you're selling water in a can. Your unique advantage is the can. So you stand out in the water aisle. Right.
Right. But what happens when the next five companies start putting their water in cans?
Yeah. And that's where then you guys have fun. Got to have a little fight. Obviously, their name, their logo, everything about them is very unique. Their color schemes are beautiful. Mm-hmm. I really like what they've done with the gold and the black and the blue, the green. I mean, they've done a great job. They really have. As brand people have got to go nuts over these guys, to your point, attention to detail, color scheme, schematics. But at the end of the day, you're selling water.
Yep.
Just water. So, you know, kids getting in trouble at school for bringing it, that's pretty cool because now more kids want to bring it.
Right.
Right? Old people drink it, that's pretty cool because who celebrates 94-year-olds slamming water? No one.
No.
No one.
Those people are all stoked. They waited to get to their 90s to be like, well, I played Scrabble for 60 fucking years before this and nobody paid attention.
Yeah.
I have a can of liquid death there, and I'm officially sponsored by them.
Yeah. I'm a internet superstar at 94.
Betty.
It's interesting, right? But I agree with you. You've got to keep the foot on the accelerator. That's one of the hard parts. Not reinventing, but keeping momentum,
mm-hmm.
right? Are you finding the next thing? Are you creating the next thing? Is it a hybrid of both? I see them as a hybrid of both, right? They're kind of finding the next thing and creating it. I hope they come to South By and I hope they crush it. I hope they do what they did for the Georgia election thing. I hope they do it for South By. The one thing South By Southwest has always missed is my survival bag. Mm-hmm. Can I get a South By Southwest survival bag? Does it have a little shawl in case it gets cold? Does it have water?
It was cold this last year.
It was freezing this last year. Does the backpack like mine, is there a way I can charge my phone or my laptop, you know, plug it in through that? Like right. I can. You could sell that for $150.
Yep.
And then have a QR code on there where I could walk into a 7-Eleven, grab four liquid deaths, they scan it, and because I bought that $150 bag, I get 12 liquid death cans.
Oh my God. Boom. Love that idea.
Right? And then all the stores carry it. People come in, they scan it, it gets charged to the account. Liquid Death just, it's paid right there. It just comes off a credit card or out of it, whatever, however they want to set that up. But then I only go get it. I don't have to worry about my backpack coming with it. And then how do I put my other shit in there?
Right.
Now I can just do it.
I'd love to see them the only water out there.
Yes. Because I like it. It actually tastes good.
It's a great water. You know what it tastes like? Nothing, which is the way I like my water to taste, unless it's going to be the mango or the lime or something mm-hmm. like that. I mean, that Dasani water, that's a bunch of garbage.
Yeah.
I would rather buy a soda than that.
What is it's weird because we think about waters and you're like, all right, well, who else do we have out here? We've got Voss.
Look at that Smart Water.
Smart Water, which I really don't understand. I don't know. Get Voss. Voss World, there it is, which is their water. So they have 476,000 followers and it's on the IG. But once again, this is all this high premium, highfalutin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look at how special you are to have this water. And here's the thing. I feel more special with this because I don't feel like a pretentious cunt. I actually feel like someone who likes to have fun. And when I see someone with Voss, no offense, you kind of seem pretentious. Now but guess what? Voss is taking some notes. I will say that because they do have their signature cocktails and they are in cans. So whereas Liquid Death says, here's how you make your cocktails, which I prefer personally, but that's me. Voss is taking another step in a little bit of a different direction, saying, if you like our water and you like cocktails, we've made them for you.
I mean, I'm not mad at that.
Not mad at that.
But here's the thing with Voss. When I see it, it's usually somebody that's trying to act like they have more money than they don't. And I get offended that it's like, instead of spending $5 on that bottle of water, you could have done something else.
Yeah.
That's me, though. It's...
No, listen, it's not, I will say they've just, Liquid Death has just done a better job. So all that said,
Should we do some grades?
Let's do some grades.
Okay. I'm going to go sustainability first.
I mean, 10 out of 10, A plus. It's aluminum. Mm-hmm. It's 100% recyclable. You know, it's just, folks, plastic is gnarly for your body. It's gnarly for planet Earth. We have enough plastic. We actually don't have to make any more plastic. That's how much plastic we have.
That's a shame.
So let's go ahead and stop, and let's take a note from, you know, the infinitely recyclable can of stone cold sparkling water that came straight from the Alps to murder your thirst.
From the can.
From the can. From that far away.
Right.
Right.
Right. Well, I mean, attention to detail. There is witty things, and everything I need to know is on this can.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we donate 10% of the profits from every can sold to help kill plastic pollution.
I love them.
Fuck yeah, you do.
And guess what? They don't come in plastic.
Oh, weird. Oh,
yeah. Some people out there could take some notes.
I'm an A+.
Yep.
On sustainability. They're doing a great job. Originality.
A+. Once again.
How do you take water and be as original as they have been? Killed it. Murdered it.
Murdered.
Yep.
100%.
Those marketing fucks. I'm telling you.
Marketing fuck boys really did a good job here.
They did. All right. So we're A+ across the board.
Mm-hmm.
All right. My favorite. Community.
Community. Here's my one knock on them. I love so much what they've done in micro communities, like the Georgia election thing, grandma's playing Scrabble. Like I want more of that, right?
100%.
So the cool thing is their community can grow in any direction they want to, and they'll make it cool, which I love.
Mm-hmm.
The drawback is I want to see it yesterday.
Yep.
Right? And I don't get the instant gratification. Like we talk about, you know, Subaru owners drive past Wave, Jeep owners drive past Wave, Canaan, welcome to the tribe. And you're like seeing people and you're talking.
Yeah.
That's the one thing but they're young, right? I mean, all those companies that we talked about,
they're a baby.
All the things we talked about, those companies have been around for a minute.
Right.
These guys haven't. I hope they build to that, to where you're walking into the 7-Eleven and you're grabbing a can and someone's like, can you hand me one? And you're like, absolutely I can. Like, this is something I could see where you buy your friend a beer at the bar, you buy him a Liquid Death.
Yep.
That's what I want to see. That's where I think it should go. That's where I think it can go.
I
think it could be like Red Bull inside of a bar, really community. Like, talk about, you know, being the DD. This is the
beverage of the DD.
Yeah, because I don't want to murder you. I want to murder my thirst, not you. So I'll be the designated driver.
Right. All night long.
All night long.
All night long. And I love that idea, taking it, okay, for every X number of drinks you're buying, your DD's getting a free drink.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really champion the DD.
Champion the DD and make him feel cool, because this shit's cool.
We murder thirst, not other drivers.
That's right.
Yeah. We murder thirst, not your children.
That's your children.
Yeah.
That's right.
I'm going to give them an A+ across the board on the community. And I agree with what you're saying as far as there's things they can build on and there would be more that I would want to see. But what I love that they've done with the community is it is all ages. You've got kids that are 4 years old on there to Betty at 94 and all walks of life.
Yep.
Everyone's represented. So when people take a look through their social media, through their website, what they're looking at, everyone's going to be able to see themselves in it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. They've done a bang up job. There's a reason in 4 years they've vaulted to 700 million. I hope, you know, they stay on track, blow it out of the water. Good for them. Liquid Death. Golf clap. I mean, you guys, bravo.
I have enjoyed digging into them like nobody's business. We've got a couple more cans that we're going to crack. We're just going to get all wasted out on some water today.
That's right. I'm going to be burping and loving life and murdering some thirst.
Murder your thirst, Jason.
Murder your thirst, party people. Go out there, get some liquid death. Let us know what you think. Diggingintoshit@gmail.com if you've got a company, or if you just want to give us some feedback, or if you want to let us know what you think about some of the companies that we've reviewed.
And we would love to share that.
That's right. All right, folks. Until next time.
See you then.